Today we live in a world of many Bali Tshuva. We know the Gemara talks about the greatness of Bali Tshuva, a debate in the Gemara whether who are greater, Tzadikim or Bali Tshuva. So many times the question comes up, many times it's the children who became more observant and the parents are not, and they never kept kosher in their home. And they still don't. So the question you get is, what about the child comes home and he wants to eat in his parents' house? I mean, you could have the reverse as well. That was, so the person's not observant, not religious, he doesn't believe in kashrus, but the parents say, you know, the parents love their kids still. And they tell them, don't worry, everything will make everything in the appropriate way, we'll kasher things, whatever it takes. So let's say they do that, but the son's not there. Like if he's watching everything, he could do it himself. The question is, can you believe your parents? Or could you believe your kids if it's the reverse case? So they have ne'amanis, because pashtus is no ne'amanis if they don't keep kosher. The halacha is you're a mumu l'davarechad. Pashtus, if you keep kosher, so you're ne'aman for kosher. If you keep taras hamishpacha, you're kosher for taras hamishpacha. If you keep Shabbos, you're kosher for Shabbos. So someone who's a mumu for kashrus, so he has no ne'amanis. So how can a parent or child rely on the other? Let's say, you know, that honest people, you know, they're not lying to you, but the din is they're not neman, so can you eat there? So there's a famous tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe. I think it is Nun Dalet, where he talks about actually the case where he was in Russia. In his case, the children were the non-believers. They became communists, because they're in the communist Russia, and the parents were Yerei Shamayim. They were observant. So Rav Moshe was asked by one of these families, one of these parents, whether they could trust their kids in kashrus, because the children, they believe in communism, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in the Torah. However, I noticed that myself among many Russian families, even today, the Kivra Ve'em is amazing, is wonderful. And they know they'll do anything, they'll do everything for their parents. And it's true among many of the Russians I know as well. They know that kids don't care about kashrus, but they care about their parents, and whatever their parents want, they'll do it 101%. So the question is, but if they're not neman on kashrus, can you believe them? That was the question asked to Rav Moshe, which probably affects many people. So Rav Moshe has a tremendous chiddush. He wants to make a chiluk, a distinction between neamanus versus yedia. It's true neamanus they don't have. But Rav Moshe's chiddush is, if you know something, it's a yedia. There's no question about the facts. So then he says, so then you can believe them. He quotes the Gemara in Ksuvis, Daf Pei Hei Amid Aleph. The case was one of the rabbis, I believe it was Rava. He was involved in Beis Din, Dinei Torah. And the case was one of the litigants would have to make a shvua, would have to swear. I guess Rava's wife was involved or heard about it, and said to Rav Huna, this person's not trustworthy. He's a crook. He's a liar. He can't swear. So Rav went back to the Din Torah, to the Beis Din, and he said, this man is not trustworthy. We'll have to let the other side swear. So Rav changed what he was doing in Beis Din out to his wife. Number one, women generally don't give testimony, even if women did give testimony. Eidech, you know, we knew Eidech HaNeman B'Yisurim. but not in other areas. So how was he able to change his stock in the court? So then we find as well, the Gemara has a similar incident where someone else tells him an Eid Echad and he doesn't believe him. So what's the difference between an Eid Echad and Eid Echad was one of the great rabbis, but his wife he did. So that's what Rav Moshe says, because the Chiddush is, when it comes to Nemanah, so we have to follow the laws of Eidus. Eid Echad, you know, so Eid Echad is a Neman. It's the case of Nemanah, but when it came to his wife, he knows his wife. He knows she was telling the truth. And therefore, it's a Yediya, and therefore, that's what Rav Moshe told this Russian family, that even though their kids were communists and not from, since it's a Yediya and not an Nemanah, they could eat there. And in fact, today it's the reverse. It's the reverse. The children are from, and the parents are in Neman. So it'd be, so based on Rav Moshe, it would be the same thing. That it's not a din of Yediya, it's a din of Nemanas. And therefore, if you know these people are telling you the truth, so you know, so you could trust them on different areas of kashrus, because it's not a din of Nemanas. It's a din of Yediya, and that's the famous psak of Rav Moshe in terms of that Russian family, which has where the kids were communist and the parents were observant, and therefore Rav Moshe's kiddush is when there's a Yediya, it's not a din of Nemanas, and therefore one can rely on the situation. So of course, so in real life, you know, one has to know when it's a Yediya, what do we call halachic Yediya, and what do we call Nemanah.